Blog Talk Radio.
Project JJSX.
We make money. Pay attention.
Well, what's up? If it is Friday, 4 o'clock in the p.m. Central Daylight Time, then you know what time it is. It's time for 30JK to be on the air. How are you doing? The phone number here, ladies and gentlemen, of 30JK Nation is 347-857-2310. That's 347-857-2310. Let's get on up, everybody. Thank God it's Friday. Come on. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. My audience, 30JK Nation. Oh, my gosh. You are in for a very special treat today. Yes. Woo. Okay, sit down. Are you sitting down? Oh my gosh, because you will not believe who just stepped in the building today. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, I have a very special treat because all the way from LA via Vancouver, British Columbia, is somebody that you know and love very well. You know her as Artemis on Supernatural with CW. And you also know her from the Flash Gordon reboots. But most importantly, if you like cartoons as much as I do, there's this cartoon called Trolls. And in this, there are five best friends. Ruby, Sapphire, Topaz, Amethyst, and yes, the goth troll of them all, Onyx. They together make up BFFL, the best friends for life. And I happen to have this voice right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Onyx von Trollenberg herself. Give it up for Ms. Anna Van Ho.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. This is for you, Anna.
That's pretty impressive. Color me flattered.
And I believe Onyx von Trollenberg will be here later on in the program. So everybody listen for the last word, because you never know what's going to happen around here. Give it up for Anna. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right.
My pleasure. It's good to be here.
All right. Sit down. Okay. All right.
All right.
Anna Van Hoft. Am I pronouncing this right?
Van Hoft, yeah, the O is long. It's a Dutch thing.
Okay. Now, where did this name come from, actually?
Van Hoft?
Yes.
Well, it's a Dutch thing. My grandparents immigrated to Canada from Holland after the Second World War, and van anything basically means you're Dutch. Just means from. And then Hoft actually means head. So basically my last name means from the head.
so you're like one of those character actresses that don't take no mess.
I guess. Is that what it means? My grandfather told me that it meant that we used to be royalty, but to be completely honest, I think that was very wishful thinking on his behalf.
Now, let's talk about your voiceover career. When did it
first
start?
That's a good question. It's I'm not sure that it, as bizarre as this might sound, I'm not sure that it ever really has started. It was never something that I pursued. I was a musical theater kid, and then that turned into doing film. And then sometimes film agencies will have a voice like sector. Like they'll have somebody who will just cover for voice. And I did one audition once in Calgary when I was a kid growing up, just a general, not for anything in particular, but just like a sort of meet and greet. And then after I moved to Vancouver, my agent was like, hey, do you want to just try this audition? It's for voiceover. I mean, you're not going to book it, but you can see if you like it. And that was a little show called Trolls. So I did that, and then I booked it. But it's I think I've maybe had 4 or 5 auditions for voice since then. It's not something that I do a lot of.
Wow. Well, my favorite trolls were yours, Onyx,
mm-hmm.
of course, and then mm-hmm. there was Ruby Trollman, who was voiced by Chiara Ziani.
Yeah, Chiara Ziani, yeah. Yeah, I actually see Chiara every now and then. She's also a film actor. We see each other in audition rooms now and again. She's sweet.
And who would have thought that that would be your signature?
So there was 5 of us, right? So there's 5 girls who actually played the different 5 girls. They didn't have anyone double up. And we all kind of were our characters. I think because when you go out for a voice audition, you often will audition for multiple characters. So I don't think I auditioned for all 5 girls, but I auditioned for more than just Onyx. I auditioned for a bunch of them. And Chiara was, she's not bossy. Like Ruby was kind of bossy, mm-hmm. but Chiara was sort of like our ringleader. The girl who played Topaz, that is her normal voice. Sapphire, who was the nerd in our show, had like 3 lockers in the high school that she went to because she was on so many different committees and like ran the yearbook, and she had like a 4.0 GPA. And then I played Onyx, and I was like, I am still the dry, sarcastic one. I mean, I was back in high school, I had pink hair and a spiked belt. And, you know, so in a way, it wasn't surprising at all, because in a way, even though the camera was removed and how we appeared didn't matter anymore, we were still all kind of playing ourselves.
Oh, awesome. Any crazy spells that you got to cast on the show? What were your favorite
crazy ones? Crazy spells to cast. I don't remember particularly the spells. I remember there were some songs that we got to sing that were always really fun, because that's kind of terrifying, but it is a little fun to be in a recording booth singing because you just get to pretend for 1 minute that you're so much cooler than you are. But I don't remember offhand any of the spells that we got to cast.
There was this one called The Missing Gabi.
The Missing Gabi?
Yeah.
What was it?
Dude, I think it's something do your jobby, and then Ruby was like, what? And then you finished it. Help us find the missing Gabi. It was like a toy or something that one of the elders had when they were little.
Oh really? Oh neat.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the show in a while. I have a DVD case. But it's not been opened, and I'm too scared to open it in case I lose it or something like that.
Oh, but, so maybe one of your faithful fans must have gave it to you.
My mother, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's awesome! That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, any other ones? Oh yeah, Artemis on Supernatural. How did you get that one?
Yeah. So Artemis, that was, so Supernatural shoots in Vancouver, and I live here on and off. Sometimes I live in LA. I go back and forth a lot. But having lived in Vancouver for as many years as I had auditioned for Supernatural, I think since the first season of it. So by the time I booked Artemis, I was just like, come on. And even when I got to set on my first day, Jensen Ackles was like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. You've auditioned for me a couple of times. And I was like, yeah, like for 3 years. He's like, yeah, I remember you. So that was just normal process of auditioning, booking that. That was really fun. That's the most fun I think I've ever had on a set with Supernatural. The fans are incredible. For Supernatural. And that was, I mean, I got to play with knives, and I got to do a lot of fighting, and I got to shoot a bow and arrow. You know, these are the things that are very exciting to an actor. You know, you don't just get to stand there and say your lines. There's so much other stuff that we got to do. I got to fight with the boys,
right.
Broke my finger. It's fun.
Was Artemis a recurring character on the show?
No. That episode was a what they call like a standalone episode, so it didn't tie in strongly to the overarching plots that they have. So they will do that within a season. They'll put some standalone episodes in there often to give certain regulars a break, so that they can, you know, go back home or if they need some time off or whatever like that. So they'll put a standalone episode. So unfortunately, it wasn't. It was just a one-off. Although she's not dead, she could always come back. I don't foresee that happening.
She's like one of those magical characters. Like,
yeah. Goddess. Like, goddess of the hunt. Artemis.
Right, right. And now, I want to bring y'all back. I want to bring y'all back to the Flash Gordon days. You remember Flash Gordon and the comic books and the TV and the movies. And there was this one character you did called Princess Aura.
Princess Aura, I loved her. Yeah.
I think between all of them, I think Princess Aura was the sexiest one.
And, oh, between like her and Gale and Balin and all them.
Right. I think she's the sexiest one of all because, well, she got legs for one.
She does. Yeah.
And,
yeah, that was actually on purpose. That was on purpose, too, the legs thing. Because they wanted to put me in tiny little costumes, and I said, you guys can show off my legs. Just don't put me in my bra and underwear. So Aura was legs.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Everybody wanted to see what was up with Princess Aura. wow. Where did Prince's aura come from?
The character, you mean? Well, she's from
yes.
Mongo. She's from Mongo. She's the princess of an entire planet. Princess Aura is, which is planet Mongo, daughter of Ming the Merciless.
Whoa, that's a name I definitely heard of. Ming the Merciless. Wow, he's that green dude.
Ming the Merciless, there's so many different incarnations of him. I mean, he's most commonly sort of like Fu Manchu, sort of. Not in the series that we did, though. We didn't Fu Manchu him out, but that's kind of one of his trademarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Anna Von Host, actress, superstar, killer troll. I had to kick out Snarf and Simon out of my studio, man. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It was not that easy. I'm telling you now.
They'll get ya.
I know. Cause check this out. I was trying to get you last time for Onyx for the 13th,
mm-hmm.
but check out what they did. Snarf, they wanted their show. They wanted their show. I told them no. It was strictly for Onyx. It was strictly for Anna Von Holt. I defended it as much as I could, but they muscled me out. Snarf just got mad, got big, and just woof, just threw me out of there, locked me up and tried to take over my show, but good thing I didn't give him my password. That would have been really bad.
Mm. That's not good. That's the power of words, man. Trolls is all about
it.
They know.
What would Onyx do in a situation if this were to happen in the middle of her broadcast?
What would Onyx do? Well, here's the thing about Onyx or any of those guys. They don't operate on there. Like, the whole point of trolls is you need to have the power of the five BFFs. So she goes,
yep.
Onyx would go get her friends. And together, you know what? I think they'd have you covered. I think they could take care of it.
Oh, man. That's some serious stuff. The power of the five, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have all... You got to have all the elements: amethyst, topaz, sapphire, onyx, and ruby.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have just one. You got to have them all.
And speaking
of the last word, here we have Onyx Von Trollenberg, and I have five questions for you. Onyx,
all right.
Are you out there?
Hey, guys.
Onyx, I got number one question for you. Where exactly is Trollzopolis?
Well, Trollzopolis, I think, is just... I believe it's somewhere in Norway, to be honest, if the legend is to be believed.
Wow. Now, who would you think would be the most famous troll of you five? That's my second question.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that fits with the power of the five. Can we be like the Transformers and make like one super machine?
Woo! That's a great answer, Onyx. I love that. Number three, are you and Flint still an item?
Flint, nah. Flint's gonna do his own thing. Onyx is gonna do hers. But all the best to Flint, wherever he may be.
Number four. Now that you're out of Trollzopolis High School, What are you doing now? And what are you other four doing now?
Ooh. What is Onyx doing now?
You know, I think it's a good job just sort of working in the mall. There's a little place called Necromance. I run it. I love it. As for the other five, they've all got their own booths, the other four. Let's
and
be
what
honest, the trolls do love the mall.
Oh, okay. Wow. And my fifth and final question. Do you still have those belt-buckled Afro Puff hairstyles?
Every day.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I love Onyx von Trollenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Anna von Hoft, thank you for coming on my show. You are a
blast.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure. Oh, thank you. Thanks. Well, all the best with the Snarf and Simon problem you seem to be having. I hope you got them cleared out for good.
Cool. And what were you? And what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now for acting purposes?
I just wrapped up a movie called Crash Pad. I did a bit on that. We actually just finished this week. So I'm not sure when that'll be out, but that was a really cool movie. Christina Applegate and Thomas Hayden Church. And Domhnall Gleeson. So I'm not sure what their plans are for it, but I'm sure the lineup like that, it'll make it somewhere fairly visible. I've got a Christmas movie coming out next week on the Lifetime channel called Gift Wrapped for Christmas. And then Warcraft comes out in June. So that will be a big one.
Okay. Where would they most likely find you on the web, Anna?
Most likely find me on the web. Twitter is a good one, which I believe you actually probably know this better than I do. I think it's just Anna Van Hoft, no spaces. Twitter, Instagram, Nana Hoft, NanaHooft, if you want just a little visual snapshot of my life. It's usually just me playing with a lot of dogs, but, you know, that's fun. And, yeah, those would probably be the best, too.
All right. And Facebook, too.
And Facebook, yeah. I'm not as active on Facebook, just know that, but I am there. So if you send me a private message on Facebook, I'm pretty good about responding. Not necessarily in a timely fashion, but I will get to you and I do read them.
Well, Anna, thank you for coming on the show, and tell Ruby Trollman and tell Ruby Trollman that Jason says hello.
I will let her know next time I see her.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a great rest of your weekend, Anna.
All right. All the best, Jason. Take care.
Bye-bye. Anna, bye. Von Hoft, y'all. That Trolls theme song is still in my head. No matter what I do, I still love cartoons and I still love the characters. No matter what I do. Wow. That was a very, very moving experience for me. Anna, I got your number. I'm calling you. Hey, keep up the great work. And again, much love. And yes, much love to Onyx and her BFFL. Best friends for life. The power of the five, baby. You can't mess with it. You can't top it. You can't stop it. It's going to be there for life. Wraps it up for 30JK on this fine Friday. I am glad you can join us and have fun with us. Hey, this is what I do. This is what I love to do. Talk to celebrities and other fine people, other interesting people just like you. That's right. That's how I get down. So the next time I see you, arms up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what True Blue Devils always do all day, all night, all the time, and always follow me on all sorts of media at JKFX for life. It's JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word, you spread the word, and you know that's word. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, all of that shit. Bring it on. It's party time when Jason hits those sites. All right? And, hey, as always imparting, remember this. It's a J-K thing. Sissy. We're gone. Bye for now, friends, and see you on the flip side. Yeah. Get ready.